Wilmington residents are emerging from homes and shelters after riding out Hurricane Florence. Power was still out on Front Street Sunday afternoon, but a few businesses were open for those who ventured out, providing food and supplies or a beer among friends. Reporter David Borax of member station WFAE has this report.
Donnie Butler was walking up Front Street with his hands in his pockets around 6:30 last night. For him and his pregnant wife, Florence has been a trial.
Right now, we're struggling for food. Everybody downtown that's open don't take nothing but cash. You know, I don't have any, so things is tough right now.
Butler has an electronic benefit card, but it won't work in stores without power. He rode his bicycle a few miles in search of a grocery that would take it, but no luck. He says out-of-town reporters at the Marriott helped out one day by sharing food. Mainly, it hasn't been easy downtown.
There's a couple little stores open. There's a bunch of bars are open, which is, you know, irrelevant. Unless you want to get drunk, you know. But
one of those stores is Gourmet Market on Front Street, where owner Sam Joseph says it was a busy day.
We had so many people came in to do shopping because there's no any store open. So we've been open yesterday, today, and then we're going to be here until curfew time, which is 8 o'clock tonight.
How are you able to stay open? There's no power.
Well, we have candle, as you see, and we have a little bit of flashlights, so we just, you know, just do what you can. It's survival.
A few doors down the street is one of those bars Donnie Butler was talking about, an Irish pub called Slantcha. Owner Misha Sobo lives upstairs and says he opened for regulars who wanted to get out after days inside.
We open so people can get escape, socialize, meet each other. In addition, I think I saved some marriages and good relationships.
Sobo was right about people needing a getaway. Stuart Anderson was standing in the doorway Sunday afternoon.
I just came for a pint.
Has the storm been okay to you? Or?
No, we have an 8-inch hole through our roof at our house, a brand new house that we just finished 5 months ago, and our whole inside of our house is full of water. So, but we'll get through it.
Other restaurants downtown were not able to stay open. At Manna on Princess Street, the windows were still boarded up. There's still no power. And owner William Mellon says his employees are scattered around the southeast. He hopes to be open with a small menu by midweek.
But as far as us going back to being, you know, 35 employees, it'll probably be a week or so at least.
Like the rest of Wilmington, Mellon says getting back to normal will be a step-by-step process. For WHQR, I'm David Borax.
David Borax is joining the HQR news team this week, courtesy of partner station WFAE in Charlotte. The folks at that station generously offered to help us during and after Florence. And for that, we are deeply grateful.